ABC Radio Australia.
First this morning, the much-heralded return to Port Moresby by the PNG Hunters has been put on ice for at least another week by the Queensland Rugby League. The Hunters were due back in Papua New Guinea's capital next week after their last three games of the Queensland Cup season were rescheduled to be played at the National Football Stadium. But now the QRL has ruled that the first of those games must be played at the Hunters' home away from home on the Gold Coast. So after nearly 2 years, the squad will be marooned in Australia for a little bit longer. Glenn Otway, the QRL's general manager, Community Rugby League and Competitions, says their decision to stall the Hunters' homecoming was based on the best security advice.
Look, we've done a fairly comprehensive risk assessment on the current state, particularly around safety up in PNG and directly related to some of the volatility around the election. The risk is heightened, I suppose. And with that election result being delayed and looking at all of the risks involved, we thought it was best in the interest of safety for all those visiting just to delay the visit for that 1 week in order for the election to get announced and hopefully provide a truly safe environment for everyone travelling up.
At this stage, therefore, can you say categorically that the Hunters will be returning home to play their last two games of the season, or is that still a decision to be finalised?
It's still a decision to be finalised. I can't categorically say anything. We'll continue to monitor the situation, get information directly from the ground, work with the Hunters, work with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, work with the independent consultants we've got on the ground up there to make those decisions at a point in time. But certainly there's absolutely positive intent from the QRL and the Hunters to get the last two games up in PNG. And as I understand it, the election results are due to be announced, so we should have a clearer picture following that.
Some people might argue that the presence of the Hunters before that, in other words, if they were to go back next weekend rather than the weekend after, it might actually have a calming effect. Papua New Guinea, after all, is a rugby league crazy nation, and you wouldn't think that the PNG Hunters or the visiting team would be a target.
Yeah, look, I completely respect that, and I completely understand how important rugby league is to the nation. So I guess it's more the unknown around what the reaction might be post the election being announced. We certainly don't underestimate or don't undervalue the impact rugby league has not only in Queensland but certainly across PNG.
In terms of the players in particular and those that have been in Australia for the last almost 2 years now playing permanently away from home, to be told 1 minute they're going home and the next minute they're told they're not, albeit we hope it's delayed by only a week, but nevertheless that's a bit of a kick in the teeth for them, isn't it?
Oh, it'd be hugely devastating for the playing group having been away for so long. I know we had a call with Stan Joyce, the chairman, and Scott Barker, the CEO of the Hunters, and they delivered the news over breakfast, and Scott said that the reaction from the players was as to be expected, but certainly confirmed that they are an incredibly resilient group of young men, including the staff, who have accepted and understood the decision and why it had to be made this time around. And they've faced so many curveballs over the last 2 years that this is, yes, another one for them and another disappointment. I'm sure that they will, from what Scott said, that they are such a resilient bunch that they'll perform well this weekend in Australia and the week after, and then hopefully get to return home to Port Moresby to play in front of what I'm sure would be thousands and thousands of fans at the National Stadium.